With your QCCR news update, I'm Ed Halverson. The Liverpool Fire Department will be more nimble in their responses thanks to a $20,000 provincial grant. The fire service is one of 65 organizations across Nova Scotia which will benefit from the Emergency Services Provider Fund. Captain John Long says the department will be replacing their existing hydraulic combination cutter, Jaws of Life tool, and ram with new lightweight battery-powered models.
It's going to make us much more versatile. For that car that's 300 meters well off the road that you're really hard to get to, you know, this certainly makes life a lot easier.
Long says the equipment will be ordered right away, but is concerned shortages in manufacturing caused by the pandemic could delay delivery.
But I'm not sure, you know, if they have them on the shelf, you know, within a few weeks. If they don't, who knows?
Long says they've been using the existing hydraulic tools for years. They are still fully functional and will continue to be used until the new equipment arrives. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.